Hi, this is Mer Lafferty from the Geek Foo Morning Show, I Should Be Writing, and the Heaven series of patio books. You can find all of these at merlafferty.com. And you're listening to a special feature episode of Buffy Between the Lines.
Hi, this is Rachel. I'm one of the directors for Buffy Between the Lines. We've been getting a lot of emails, comments, and posts about our first episode. Thanks for all your feedback. If you want to send us your thoughts, you can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com, or you can call our voicemail line at 206-495-6560. Our first comment comes from Sam, who writes from the UK. This is really good, and I must say the English accent, Giles, was amazing. I know that Spike was played by a British person. Laura, you are fantabulous as Candace. Can't wait to hear the rest. You've all done a great job.
Oh! That's me! I'm Candace! Who's that Laura person?
I'm not sure, but thanks, Sam.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Keep listening.
Our next comment comes from Asher Samuels from Israel. Congrats on releasing episode 1. Sorry that I couldn't make the online party. Time zones, the Sabbath, etc.
Oh, I totally understand, Asher. Sabbath is very important. We're glad you thought of us, though.
Willow? How'd you get in my bedroom?
Tabs told us to answer fan mail, so here I am.
Okay. Why don't you read the next one?
Oh, this one is from Tech Noir, who says, I listened to the show. Well written and well acted. Kudos all around. Aw, thanks, Tech Noir.
Oh, can I read one?
Wait, Anya's in here too? Guys, I really don't have a lot of room here.
This one is from Whedonesque, which is a website all about Joss Whedon-related news. Huh? Who's Joss Whedon? Looks like some geek boy got his own cult following.
Anya, just read the comments.
Fine. Simon from Whedonesque says, this highly anticipated fan audio drama is set between Buffy seasons 5 and 6 and is well worth a listen. Kudos to those involved in making it. I love this kind of a fan thing.
Yay! Simon loves us!
Candace? Do you even know who Simon is?
No. But can I read one?
Not like I have much control over this anyways.
Oh, this is from a user named McQuinn, who says, this is frickin' awesome. Well worth the wait. Kudos to those who worked on it. And many thanks for such an entertaining listen.
Kudos? Like the chocolate candy bar?
I have one from Melissa, who writes, I absolutely love this. I got into Buffy after it ended, but this just leaves me wanting more and more Buffy.
Doesn't she know Buffy's dead?
No, I'm here.
Here, Buffybot. I mean, Buffy. Read this.
Oh, comments. I love comments. Almost as much as Spike's washboard abs. Oh, and it's even about Spike. Austin says, that was really great. Spike's talking to Buffy's grave actually got me a little teary-eyed. This whole thing is so weird, because Buffy is dead, and it makes me want to go rewatch season 6 just so I can reassure myself that she comes back. She does? But I can't wait for the next episode of this, because it's new. It's Buffy, and it might as well be canon, in that it doesn't contradict canon. I have my own little place for things that aren't canon, but fit with canon perfectly so they could be canon. For example, Beargood's Atonement's a Bitch about Faith and her acceptance in season 7. Anyway, great work. Keep it coming.
Hey, Austin, if you like Beargood Foamy's fanfic, keep listening. He wrote episode 11. Let's see. Here, I'll read another one. Listener Lanny Ree said, I'm currently listening to it. I have already laughed and cried. It's truly wonderful.
I laughed too. Laughed at how horrible my brothers were.
Who are you again?
I'm Candace. You know, Candace Wells? Tucker's sister!
Oh, I like this one. Tranquility writes, that was so good. Congratulations to all involved. Xander's voice is just freakily accurate. Are you sure that it's not Nick Brendon moonlighting as an audio drama actor? You've created some really nice dialogue and banter between the remaining Scoobies, and Onion's lines are terrific. Love the in-house references. You guys rock. Cheers. Well, of course Xander sounds like Xander. Silly human, sometimes I really don't understand. I mean, it's just really easy to know that
Dander's Dander. Before an never-ending rant, let's read some more.
I could read one.
Sure, Tara. If you can find room at my mic, go ahead.
This is actually a review that Laura from Audio Drama Blog at blogspot.com wrote. She said, I've just listened to the first episode, and while there are a few teething issues, there are some sound problems and the timings are a bit off in places, it looks like it could be a good series. There are some good acting, particularly Spike, Anya, and Xander, though I did find it very difficult to differentiate the female characters. Buffy fans should have a listen.
Oh, they said my name.
Thanks, Laura. We are a fan production, so sometimes we're not going to get it perfect. But we are learning. Some people, like Anya, can't figure out this whole using a mic and recording thing.
Oh, here's another one from Mad Hatter. It says, oh gosh, that was so excellent. An encore, please.
Yep, you'll get another episode real soon. Please stay subscribed to our podcast feed. If you're not quite sure how to do that, check out our website. We have links that will add the podcast to your Google homepage, your Yahoo page, iTunes, or we even have instructions on how to TiVo us, so you don't miss an episode. If you need more help, please let us know at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com.
Here's another one about Xander. My Xander! Buffy SMD lover says, Xander's voice was perfect. I think this is a very nifty idea. Thank you, listener. I agree.
Oh, sure. No one asked me to join.
Aw, Donnie. Why don't you read some feedback?
Oh, goody. This is from KTB1356. Brilliant. Thanks to everyone involved for bringing my fave TV show back. You all did a wonderful job. Applause. It was well written and well presented, and kudos to the voice actors for a fantastic job. You definitely had me looking forward to episode 2. About the only thing I didn't like were the commercials. They broke the flow and really took me out of the story slash atmosphere. You so expertly crafted. Overall, big thumbs up. Cast and crew totally rock. I'm anxiously waiting more, which begs the question, is this a weekly endeavor? Please tell me it's not a monthly. I'll die.
We're going to be coming out with full episodes every other week. So, 2 a month. And then special features on the weeks an episode doesn't come out. So you should be able to get something new from us every week. As for the commercials, we're trying to emulate the show as much as possible. That includes commercial breaks. Plus, the podcasts that we have as commercials are people that have supported Buffy Between the Lines in a big way. So we want to honor them.
Are we going to be wrapping this up? I need to get back to the magic box. A new set of mummy hands just came in.
Oh, there's a lot left. Here's another one. Joyce says, that was great. Thought Anya, Spike, and Xander were especially good. And special props to whoever wrote the dialogue.
Our first episode was written by one of our producers, Tabs. She's just happy to be writing for such a great project.
Tabs?
Moving right along.
Ryan says, downloaded it to iTunes. Thought that it was great. Props to the actors doing Xander and Dawn's voices. They are dead on. On a whole, I think that Spike, just like in the show, is my favorite character. His lines are great and he was funny. The voice acting is so tremendous for him. This is a really great thing that you all are doing here, and I can't wait for the next one. Thanks. Aw, you're so welcome, Ryan.
Here's one from the fan message board, The Wolf Pack. C says, Buffy Between the Lines is absolutely awesome. I listened to it yesterday. The dialogues are great.
This is from Claude, aka The Chosen One. I immediately listened to it and I loved every part of it. I love the theme songs and the sound effects. I also loved how you could easily determine who's who. I love the story and how it all seemed like it would be an episode of the actual TV show. I just want to tell you how awesome you and the whole group of people did on this episode, so I guess I've said it all. I can't wait for the next episode.
Aw, thanks, Claude. You're awesome, too. So is everyone who calls that 206-495-6560 and leaves voicemail.
I have another one here from MoonCow33. I love it. Woohoo. Waits with bated breath for episode 2. Wow, I didn't know you could use that many exclamation points in one post. Thanks, MoonCow33.
This is from Dawn. Not our Dawn, another Dawn. She says, hi, everyone. Great first episode. You have got all the characters' individualisms there. That was interesting and a pleasure to listen to. Like the Andrew subplot, also the foreshadowing about moving to Scotland. As a Scot, I always get excited when the home country is mentioned. You can imagine my excitement in reading the first issue of the comic. Keep up the great work and I look forward to the next episode. Yay, Buffy!
Yay, me! Wait, the Andrew subplot? What about me? stupid brothers.
And moving on again. Thanks, Dawn. We're really glad you caught the foreshadowing with Scotland. If any of our listeners want to play the Easter egg game, where you spot references in the episodes, you can join us at our forums at forums.buffybetweenthelines.com. We have a whole section for people who notice references from other Buffy seasons and other TV shows, movies, books, etc. And trust me, there's lots of them.
I have accessed another comment. Reader delete.
What? I mean, read, Buffy bot.
Pank writes, wow, just wow, how I loved this. Highly recommended.
Thanks, Pank. Here's another comment from Koala1356. This fan-made radio drama follows the Scoobies immediately following Buffy's leap from Glorificus' tower and her subsequent death. The story is well-written, complete with atmospheric music and sound effects. The voice acting is superb. The plot parallels episode events, giving fans a glimpse of what might have happened between the lines. A must for all BTVS fans. This review was on iTunes, which we love. Thanks so much, Koala. If you want to leave us a review on iTunes, you can do it through the iTunes Music Store. Just do a search for Buffy Between the Lines. You'll need an account name to leave us one.
One more. Hi, I just wanted to say that it was a great first episode. Can't wait for number two. All the different voices for all the characters really makes a difference, as do the sound effects. It sounds more like a play that I can imagine rather than an audiobook. Keep up all the great work, you guys.
Thanks so much, Dollars, little girl. And thanks to everyone who left us a comment on our website at www.buffybetweenthelines.com or an email at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com.
And don't forget, we have a voicemail line at 206-495-6560. Just remember, your long-distance charges may apply. Yay, capitalism! Oh, and you can send us an MP3, too.
Or you can join us at our forums at forums.buffybetweenthelines.com.
Thanks for listening. And we wouldn't be here without all of you wonderful fans. We look forward to talking to you again soon, so keep those emails, comments, and voicemails coming. Thanks to everyone who left us a comment at our website at www. Thanks.